also on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm from The Shed. The Shed's a small personal training gym in Sandpoint, where I work with people of all ages and all particular fitness goals. And I also coach people online, thanks to COVID. So I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She has a practice in Sandpoint. And on today's show, we're going to be talking to Jill's son, Ben. And Ben is the owner of Deliver Eats, a new food delivery business here in Sandpoint. And I've heard really positive things about it. So I'm excited to talk to him. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking about ways to navigate through this next holiday alone, one, and then also with all the safety rules in place and how to do it effectively and safely. And then we'll finish off with five ways to set and actually achieve goals in uncertain times, because we're certainly still going through it. And I found a great article, and I'm excited to share their tips, because I think they'll be helpful. But good. Jill, I haven't seen you in a month. How are you?
Relatively good. I mean, it's such a weird year. It really is. And the holidays seem strange. We had Hanukkah celebration with just the three of us, mm-hmm. Ben and my husband and me, which was probably the smallest Hanukkah gathering ever.
Yeah.
And so I have been making some forays back into connection with friends, trying to do that safely via Zoom, phone, walking outside, which I really needed. And we'll talk more about that.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm excited to talk about that.
How about you? What's going on?
We got a smoker. So... that's what's going on in our lives.
Cool.
So, I mean, we were just feeling like, you know, we're at home so much now. And I have some kids living at home. So I feel fortunate to be able to be connected with them and have that going on. But why not like pick recipes and things to do together?
Yes.
And it's a process. The smoking takes forever. So you're outside, you're gathering around a fire and having fun. And so that's been our focus the last week.
Nice.
We've been trying all these different things. And so, that and just being outside as much as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I have to say, in my Zumba class, I found some really fun new Christmas music.
Oh, nice.
Meghan Trainor has a Christmas album that's great. So dancing to really fun Christmas music is good for my soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
That's helped a lot. And we've been skiing. We started skiing.
Oh, how is it up there?
As my husband said, when he was back at 10:30 after taking the bus down, it was pea soup and the runs are just, you know, there's hardly anything open. So we are getting more snow this week. It'll get better. But I can't say there's stellar conditions.
Yeah. Well, I just got my cross-country skis waxed.
Yes.
Vicky just waxed them from the Nordic Club. And so I'm so excited. But we need the snow.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start talking to Ben from Deliver Eats.
All right.
This is Functional Health Radio.
Bi-Mart's Lucky Number Tuesday tradition continues. Over $500,000 in gift cards are up for grabs every Tuesday this Christmas season. You could be one of the many $100 gift card winners, or you could be the lucky one to win a $250 Bi-Mart gift card. Come to your Bi-Mart store every Tuesday to check our posted lucky numbers. There are winners in every store every week. And this Tuesday, thousands will win a Little Trees scented air freshener. It's Lucky Number Tuesday, only at Bi-Mart.
Imagine you can smell the rich aroma of McCafe espresso beans brewing. Now imagine you can taste the chocolate, the caramel, the hazelnut, or French vanilla flavors, and the perfect swirls of thick whipped topping. If you could, you'd head to McDonald's right now for a hot or iced latte, mocha, or macchiato fix. It's decadence in a coffee cup. A small is only $2. McCafe, good is brewing. Price and participation may vary.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And with buy one, get one for $1, you can grab everyone's favorites, like a McChicken biscuit, chicken McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and more. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There's no place like home for the holidays, and Selkirk Association of Realtors couldn't agree more. The holidays are a time for family, friends, and community to come together and celebrate the joy of the season. But we also understand that not everyone is fortunate enough to be home for the holidays. So whether you're gathering at Grandma's house or connecting across the world with your loved ones? Selkirk Association of Realtors wishes you and yours a Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry.
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. It's a monthly health and fitness show that you can listen to on this station or on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host Jill Kahn, a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing in Sandpoint. And we today invited Ben Murray, Jill's son, but also business owner. He owns Deliver Eats here in Sandpoint, and it's a new business, and I can't wait to learn a little bit more about it.
I can't wait to share about it.
So how did you come up with Deliver Eats? What is it?
Deliver Eats is an app-based food delivery program. I came up with it actually with some help from my neighbor. I had just lost my job. Mm-hmm. I worked with the owner of The Hive actually here in Sandpoint.
Okay.
And we had a software program for managing music venues. And when all the music venues shut down because of COVID, we closed down the business. So I was looking for new opportunities and talking to my neighbor. And he said, you should start a food delivery app.
Nice.
And I said, I should. So I just kind of started researching, and took me about 4 months. I outsourced the development to a group in India, which has been an interesting experience.
I bet.
12 and a half hours time difference.
My son-in-law was working for a company in United States, but they were also contracting with India, and he would get these 2 a.m. business calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it took about maybe 4 months to get the development done, and I've been up and running for about 2 months now.
All right.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Really well, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what restaurants in town are working with you?
I have 11 places online right now. The very first one was Tango Cafe. I've been friends with Judy since I was like 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We both worked out at the Idaho Club, so she was the first one to sign on. And the other restaurants are Dubs, Evans Brothers Coffee, Moxie's Soul Grub, Heart Bowls, Utara, City Beach Organics, AMP's, Smokesmith, Taco Tacos, and Philly's.
That's a great list.
And it's growing as well. Nice. So I have contracts out with 4 other restaurants, and I have kind of discussions going with another 3 or 4 that want to start after the new year. So it's
and are you
fast.
Doing lunches, or are you now expanding into dinners? I heard initially it was just lunches.
Yeah, I kind of started out with lunches, but the feedback that I got was really what people want is dinner.
Yeah.
So that's really where I'm expanding to right now,
mm-hmm.
is focusing on some of those dinner places. And we are available 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Fridays and Saturdays we are doing late night as well.
Oh, nice. And so how does someone, like, how do you start? Like, how if I wanted to order something from Utara, how would I do that?
The easiest way is to go to the Google Play Store,
okay.
if you have an Android phone, or the Apple App Store,
mm-hmm.
With an iPhone, and search for Deliver Eats, one word, 7B. And you'll be able to download that and get signed up. And, you know, the whole process takes maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can have food in 15 minutes.
That's fantastic. I was talking to some people in the gym today who have used your business, and they were raving. And what one of the gals loved was that she could track when she placed that order from that point forward, could see exactly what was happening and where it was. And, you know, it finally was received by the restaurant, and then the driver's picking it up. And it's and you have a map, does it? And it shows where the driver is on the map.
That's right. It tracks. And the funny, it's funny that the icon is a little guy on a scooter.
Yeah, they love it. Their kids ordered from Dubs. You know, they wanted milkshakes and French fries one day. So they're like, I know, we'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've had some interesting things that I hadn't really originally thought of that I've seen. You know, one of the things is people without a vehicle, and servicing those people and being able to get them food is a pretty cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was one woman I did a delivery for that said, I don't have a car 3 days a week, so I'm going to be using your service a lot. Another one was, actually, a daughter was living in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
and she bought delivery for her mom here in Sandpoint.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got to come to the door and surprise the mom with food from her daughter.
That's so neat.
So really cool things.
So I'm thinking, too, Ben, that I have some friends where the husband just had quadruple bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about making them food, but my life is really full, and I'm not really sure I have the time to do that. But I thought I could send them, via Delivery Eats, a really nice meal for when they come home from the hospital.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so tons of really cool opportunities, and it's fun to watch as the app grows. This is the first business I've started by myself. Being a business owner is not easy.
No, it's not.
Jen knows, as do I.
It's pretty stressful, but there also are these bright spots.
Isn't it amazing?
That get you through the low spots.
Yeah, exactly. Because it always balances out. Whenever I always tell myself, whenever it gets like bad, it's always going to get better. You know, and that's always usually a sign I can look and go, okay, it's coming. It's, you know, and you learn that over time. You know, I've owned the gym now for almost 9 years.
Wow.
And it starts off and you're just, and then wonderful things happen. So I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I am too. And I'm excited about all the support that I've been getting from this community.
Mm.
It's really great to see. And that's really the main highlight for me, is working with the restaurant owners and bringing food to people.
Yeah. And how does it work for the restaurants? Do they pay you? Like, what is that?
Yeah. So the way it works for the restaurants is I basically take a small percentage of the order subtotal.
Okay.
And that's what finances the actual app development.
Mm-hmm.
App development is pretty expensive.
Yes.
So that's kind of that part. And then the drivers are all independent contractors.
Okay.
So they get paid with the delivery fee. And that just gets assessed to every order based on the distance you are from the restaurant. So it's a $3 minimum. And then every mile after the first mile is $2.50.
Okay.
And that just goes straight to the driver, along with whatever the tip is.
Right. And how many drivers do you have?
I have 10 signed up right now.
Wow.
Could use more.
I could use more, because people, you know, the scheduling is the hardest part, right? And getting enough people that are working part-time to cover, you know,
those
12 hours that I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if someone just does one or two deliveries, very helpful for me.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm on call for doing deliveries.
I would think that would be an attractive job for people right now, too. You know, a lot of people have, like you, your life changed, and you are now looking in a new area of work, and other people are kind of just waiting for their next opportunity.
Right.
Until we get back to normal, which is hopefully soon.
Well, and it's nice, too, because people can do it. They can choose their own kind of time and what they do, and there's a lot of flexibility to it. And I'm amazed at some of the tips that people have gotten. His brother and his dad also help out sometimes.
That's great.
It's a family affair.
Yeah.
Every business is.
Yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you?
My cell phone.
Okay. And you have business cards. We'll post some things on the Functional Health Radio Facebook page.
Yeah, and my contact information is in the app inside the contact page. And you can also email me. I'm I'm a millennial, so I'm pretty connected to my cell phone.
So it's Deliver Eats.
Deliver Eats.
All right. Jill, anything else? I'm sure you're just so proud of him.
Yeah, I am. It's been really fun watching the process. His girlfriend, Ellie, has been also very involved in doing a lot of the graphics, and she does some really nice backup to help with the program. So, yeah, we have really enjoyed watching its evolution.
She's the best.
Yeah.
She's in Italy right now, which...
And hopefully listening on NorthIdaho.com. NorthIdahoRadio.com.
She's my dispatcher. She's always all watching the dispatcher and helping me, you know, make sure that I get all the orders and get someone to pick them up. Yeah. So
I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad you're doing this in our town. So it's definitely a service we need.
Especially during COVID, right? Yeah. That as we're getting more and more, I think, apprehensive about being in public places, that it provides an opportunity for us to have great food and not have to go out in the bad weather.
Support our restaurants.
And support our restaurants. Yeah. Keep them alive.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think, really well suited to the needs of our time.
Yeah. All right. Deliver Eats.
Yay.
7B.
I actually have some deliveries I need to do.
Okay.
Now.
Ben's out. Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show, Ben.
Yeah, I appreciate all right. you guys.
All right.
Order Deliver Eats.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
I'll see you soon.
This is Functional Health Radio. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the holidays and how to do it by ourselves or with new restrictions.
Yes.
All right.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonners Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check out Thick and Thin Lumber first for all of your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com. For local wood products, think Thick and Thin Beams of Bonners Ferry.
Rachel, a respiratory therapist at St. Luke's.
This COVID crisis has our healthcare system pushed to the max. Our hospital is almost full, and that means we are struggling to give Idahoans, even those without COVID, the care that they need. And it doesn't have to be this way. By choosing to wear a mask, every Idahoan can help stop the spread of COVID to protect yourself and to protect others. We can keep our healthcare system working.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
There's something good at play across our state. When you play the Idaho Lottery, those funds do good things and fund amazing programs, like Scratch for Schools, where hundreds of schools raise dollars for their classroom needs, or Bucks for Books, helping improve early education literacy. Even Classroom Wish List, granting wishes for school projects. Together, there's goodness at play, generating over $961 million to Idaho public schools and buildings. Find out more at idaholottery.com. Please play wise.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and owner of The Shed, a small gym in Sandpoint. And I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Sandpoint. All right, let's talk the holidays.
Yes.
I loved meeting your son, by the way. That was great.
Thanks.
So deliver. Yeah, I love that idea. But let's go move on to the holidays. And this is kind of a tough time.
People are struggling. Honestly, Jen, it is shocking to me the amount of distress that I'm seeing in my practice. You know, a lot of couples are talking about divorce and people are struggling. So this is such an anomaly. And the holidays are already, as you and I have talked about in previous years, so fraught with distress and expectations, and it's amplified enormously with all that's going on in our planet right now. And I think we're all grieving, you know.
Yes.
I lost my mother. I lost another friend. There's the loss of our freedoms, the loss of the way that we've done things, not being able to spend time with people.
Yeah.
So many losses that we're struggling with, and it's a very different kind of year.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are going to be spending Christmas alone.
Yes, there are. And even, for example, my really good girlfriend called me the other day, and she always spends Christmas with her extended family, her children and grandchildren. And this year it will just be her and her husband. So whether it's solely alone or just like that, because people are choosing to quarantine, we really have to do things to make it a joy, because that's what we need it to be, right? So how do you celebrate alone or in a very small cluster? And knowing ahead of time, having a plan is really going to help and ease some of the loneliness if we know what to expect. So one of the suggestions is, watch all the holiday movies and TV.
I've already started.
We have too. What have you watched?
White Christmas, which is, that's my personal favorite of all time. And then I do like the claymation ones that the kids grew up on. I grew up on with A Year Without a Santa Claus. We watched that last night. I mean, tradition. I think that's one thing that helps me during this time. Yes, I'm so fortunate to have my daughters here and my husband so we can be together, because we all live in the same space, but tradition, trying to keep with what we normally do, it helps. So watching the holiday movies always helps.
Well, we watched the Christmas Chronicles one last year. Yeah. And yesterday we turned on Christmas Chronicles 2. It's with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
There you go.
It's so fun. As I'm wrapping my presents, right? And then I made my chocolate peanut butter balls. And I, like you, and we've really gone out all out on the decorations. I came home the other day and my husband had put up lights everywhere, which he's never done before. Pulled out decorations.
I hear you. We're doing it too. It's crazy. But it's helping.
Yes. Yes. No. It's really made a difference, and his engagement in that process. And so, yes, I think maintaining those rituals are important. And there are lots of fun holiday things as distractions for people who might be lonely. the other one is gift wrap presents to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, I've been known to do that because usually I buy presents for everyone else.
There
often aren't very many for me.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do that.
Good. I did that last year.
Yeah, it's a good
truth
thing.
Be known. Yes.
Yeah. Another thing is finding a way to give back. And I know I've been trying to donate every time I go to the grocery store to people with food. And on Giving Tuesday, really tried to support those causes that were important to me. You know, I really struggled. Like, what we used to do in the past is we would adopt a family to gift for Christmas and give them food and clothes and toys. But it's hard to do right now in these times.
So, yeah, at the gym, what we do is I get a tree. And, well, Jeff gets a tree. I put it up. And we, for the last, I think, 3 years now, we picked North Idaho Children and Family Mental Health as our organization that we give to. And all the members, they're so generous. We buy food gift cards from the grocery stores, or like even Pack River Store. We have cards on the tree for that. Gasoline, maybe a Walmart card. So the therapists are able to give these cards out to the families directly. So we know they're getting something. And our goal was, we'll buy your food or help with gas, and then you go and buy the gift for your child.
Nice.
You know, you have now the money to do that. And so that's kind of been our thing. For,
love that.
And it's always blows me away how the SHED members just pour out their... they're so generous. And then Trooper, my dog, has a fundraiser, or he invites people to buy pet food for animals, and we deliver that to the food bank. So, because everyone does have pets, and pets are so therapeutic and help with when we're suffering or struggling without a dog, always makes my life better, you know, and so, but we don't want them eating table scraps or eating the food that the humans should be eating. So we supply the food bank with a ton of dog and cat food. So
I love that, Jen. Yeah. That's
but it
great.
Makes, it does. I mean, it kind of is like, oh, this, this is going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, finding ways to give back. And I love that. That sounds wonderful. And especially, you know, I think thinking about items that we could donate for the cold weather, whether it's mittens, blankets, hats, those kinds of things. I'm not sure the policy right now in terms of dispersing that, but
you could just call. I mean, people could call like the animal shelter and all the area and find out.
Yeah. But those are important things to do. And then also, speaking of pets, making the day special for your pets.
Yes.
Right? So what can you do for them to gift them in various ways? Might be something, a special treat that they get or their favorite walk. But thinking about how do we really celebrate our the pets in our lives because they are special.
Oh, for sure.
Very. You can also have a quiet, cozy day full of self-care. So it might be that you sleep in, maybe you take a hot shower or hot tub, hang out all day in your Christmas pajamas.
Right.
And then you can read, you can have whatever you like to drink, watch movies, eat your favorite foods, but really think of pampering yourself in whatever ways that you really like. So you might even do more indulgent versions of everything that you love. Fancy hot chocolate, really good coffee, a really nice bath oil, whatever it is that is special for you.
Yeah.
And then sending out holiday greetings. So it might be that you send out special Christmas emails to people. We send out holiday cards every year. So, but that'll be done for us by then, hopefully.
I found it really hard. We usually do a Christmas card every year, and I just couldn't do it this year.
I know.
I mean, I was just scrolling through going, what we really, you know, usually there are those moments where you're traveling or you're out, and it just really stunk. So I don't have any pictures. So there is no Christmas card. But we will celebrate maybe next year.
Well, I usually write a Christmas letter in addition to the card. And I, like you, I thought, there's nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, bad things like my son losing his job and my mother dying. And I'm sorry. I don't really want to do that.
Yeah.
But the card we found was, well, that was crazy. That's 2020 good. Is over, finally.
Yeah, that's good.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So, yes. So then the other one that I really like is do some old-fashioned holiday crafts.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you could string popcorn.
Yep.
I love, of course, decorating flowers is one of the things. But when the kids were little, we would do all kinds of holiday crafts.
I remember with my mom, she was very good at doing those things. And my brother and I would,
yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, we would always make ornaments for the godparents.
Mm-hmm.
So we would come up with a different kind of ornament every year. So, you know, being creative about what you might do, what kind of Christmas crafts you could do. And then plan for the year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some good ideas are turn your phone off.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that you can really pay attention. Look at your 2021 planner. Working out whatever it is that your goals are for the next year. You might want to do some sort of a card reading, right? Whatever it is that you find fun in preparing for the year ahead. And then another one for us is cooking special holiday food.
Yeah.
That's always big for us.
Absolutely.
And like you, you know, paying attention to rituals. Mm-hmm. We have certain rituals for the foods we like to eat. Cammie was cute. She said, what are we going to do for New Year's this year? And I said, well.
Because that's a big deal in your house.
It is. We've had a party every year. Right. I said, well, we're probably not having a party.
Right. No.
We could light off some fireworks. Yeah. She said, can we do the grazing table that we always do? Let's just do it, even if it's only the six of us. Let's do the grazing table. So we will maintain that ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I know.
Food is important in that. Delivery Eats is not surprising because food is big in the Murray household.
Yeah, that it's going to be very interesting. I want to go back because, you know, the last show we were talking about Thanksgiving.
Yes.
How did that go for you?
I got a surprise. My youngest showed up.
Oh, nice.
It was so cute. I'm Wednesday night. I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed. And I see Adam coming up the stairs.
Yeah.
It was so special because we thought it would just be the three of us. And he was there. We got to ski, got to have the meals together. It was wonderful.
Right.
And that really, I think, offset not having Cammie around and made it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it for you?
It was fantastic.
Oh, good.
And I was stressed because I feel like I try my best. I mean, I go to the gym and work, and then I really don't go anywhere. I don't go to restaurants. Unfortunately, I really try to stay away to keep people safe.
Yes.
And my folks live here in town, and they are, you know, older, and they're in that risk group, you know? And so I was stressed about having them out. And so we listened to some advice from some doctors in town, and we did everything outside.
Good.
We had the shop open, a raging fire going in there, and then we had a huge bonfire outside. Yes. And my mom, at the end, she's like, this was actually the best Thanksgiving ever. And we were just sitting outside when we were warm, and it worked out great. And we'll try to do about the same for Christmas.
Well, and what we did, because I've been really lonely without having my friends around, so we had another couple come over, and we did a similar thing. We built a bonfire down out by the lake, and they brought separate food for them and for us, and we all sat outside, and it was so lovely to be able to spend time.
There's just kind of a line. I mean, I understand the importance of being careful and the mask, you know, wearing and keeping 6 feet apart, which we're doing in life easily. But mentally, our mental health, I see people struggling. I know that I struggle. I miss people.
Yes.
And we need that too. There's a kind of got to be a little gray area where we have to give a little bit. So we're already in winter. That's going to be hard enough.
I know. Seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. And we all have different levels of comfort. But I'm a big believer in, like you, that we are social creatures. And I worry about our mental health if we disconnect too much.
Yeah.
And I was starting to get to that place where I hadn't really spent time with people. So I reached out to my book group. So we did a Zoom meeting this last week, which was great. We hadn't done it since COVID.
Right.
So that helped to feel reconnected. I went for a walk outside in the middle of the day with my girlfriend. Those kinds of things. And when we had this bonfire, we did it again in the middle of the day when the sun was out, trying to look at factors that mitigate the spread.
Right.
And just staying distant, but that's really...
But connected. And I know we're going to talk about this, but Zoom is an amazing thing.
Yes. It's a good thing.
And I would encourage people to take advantage of that because I'm Zooming clients. I know you're Zooming clients. And it's more than just a workout with the people I'm talking to in New York. There is a need to connect and share stories of what's going on and just anything that's going, just to bring people back together and show positive changes. Yeah. Right?
And the other thing that we did on Thanksgiving, I forgot about this, we did a Zoom call with, there were probably 12 to 15 of us that were Alex's extended family from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we all tuned in and had this conversation. We hadn't talked to each other in many, many years.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity to reconnect in some new ways as well.
Yeah. I think it's really important. I Zoom my best friend from high school and still is. She's a doctor in Los Angeles, and we Zoomed right around Thanksgiving, and we couldn't stop talking. I mean, it was just all of a sudden it made it like, oh my gosh, I see you. Yes. You know, it was awesome.
Yes. Yes.
So I encourage people to use that service.
Well, the visual contact matters, even if you just FaceTime, right? Mm-hmm. Being able to see someone's facial expressions really makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break, and when we'll come back, we'll continue this discussion, and then we'll shoot off into goal setting for the next year. So this is Functional Health Radio.
If you're staying closer to home this holiday season, get your shopping done at Pro-X Home Center, Bonner's Ferry. They have a large variety of great gifts for both him and her, from quality appliances, both big and small, in their home decor center, to a full range of competitively priced brand-name power tools and accessories from Makita, DeWalt, and Milwaukee in the main store. Don't miss everything Pro-X has to offer you and your loved ones this holiday season. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Kinnexu Feeds is your family-owned source for high-quality, non-GMO feed in the Northwest. Kinnexu Feeds was founded by farmers and ranchers who know agriculture on a large and small scale, and only buy feed ingredients from reputable sources that they know and trust. Kinnexu Feeds knows what it takes to prepare your livestock for winter, so let them help you get just what you need for the colder months ahead, like bulk grain and hay. For more information, check out their website at kinnexufeeds.com or Kinnexu Feeds on Facebook.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this. Oh, maybe not.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
KBFI. KSPT, North Idaho's Radio.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden, a fitness coach and owner of The Shed. The Shed's a small group gym in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist, also here in Sandpoint. And we've been talking about kind of maneuvering through the holidays during this pandemic, and it's certainly different.
Oh my gosh, it certainly is. Well, one thing people can do too, if they're just trying to keep their spirit up and do something to feel in the mood, is go look at the lights.
I love looking at the lights.
And people have really gone out in some places. Yeah. So that's a fun excursion, is to drive around town and look at the lights.
And I like having the lights because I feel like we're letting people know we're here.
Yes.
You know, we have them on our house and we're out there on the point out in Bayview, and we put them up early because we knew the fishing derby was happening over Thanksgiving. We thought, how cool would it be to have all of our Christmas lights on in the morning when the boats are heading out early And so it was fun, and I just, I don't know, it makes you happy.
It does make you happy, yeah. Yes. And, you know, one of the things that we've alluded to, but the pandemic has really created some challenges for all of us, and the rates of depression and anxiety have tripled in the United States. So it's a serious problem, and the risk of suicide is always present for people who are on the edge. So I think we have to really pay attention to reaching out to other people, especially if you know somebody might be at risk, and really be there for them. And it's exacerbated by the seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
I don't think I have ever been as excited for the winter solstice as I am this
exactly.
year. Please give me longer days, more light.
And I think it's also, you know, with our work, we are around a lot of people all day, and so I am observing continually.
Yes.
And so I can see when it's people are being challenged and yep. sinking a bit. And but I know that everyone can see that. So take a moment to really look at your friends or people in your family and listen.
Yes.
I think listening goes a long ways.
We're going to talk about that
okay.
in a little bit.
All right.
I'm going to circle back around
okay.
to how important that is.
Yeah.
But then self-care and spending time in nature, for me, is, we've
yeah.
talked about this, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, cross-country ski, whatever it is, get out there. The skiing's relatively safe right now
sure.
up the hill. So even a short walk can really help you to reset.
Yes.
The other thing is drink water. So some research is now suggesting that water can mitigate the effects of COVID-19.
Wow.
So drinking not cold water, but either room temp or warm water, drinking lots of water is always good. And then the last thing that I want to address is touch, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are touch deprived right now, and especially people who are living alone, and some of them don't even have pets.
Yeah.
So that it's really important, I think, you can suffer from the adverse health effects of touch deprivation. You can give yourself a massage. And it also can be helped by having a weighted blanket.
Oh, you know, I've seen a lot of those for sale right now.
Yes.
In the catalogs.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and they discovered it that it really helps with people who are on the spectrum and people who are anxious. And I know for me, weight really soothes and calms me.
Yes.
So the weighted blankets can be really helpful.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So I want to move to the next piece, which is looking at the pandemic and how are we going to cope when we are spending time with people.
Yeah, that's going to be different again.
Yeah. That's another set of concerns altogether. So apart from the isolation, you know, then we have to look at, and you and I have just been talking about, people have such different comfort levels.
Yeah.
So the big message here is that we have to have conversation prior to getting together about what the rules are.
Yeah.
Because we need to be all on board, because it's super uncomfortable. I know for me, when somebody comes in the door who I don't know, and they want to shake my hand or give me a hug. And so we really have to make sure.
What do you do in those situations?
I say, I'm doing social distancing.
Okay.
I do. I set my boundary and say, I'm not comfortable with that. But those difference of opinion can be a huge source of stress. So all of the guidelines for safety should be discussed and decide in advance. So one of the questions is, should people be tested before they come? Where do we stand on hugging? And what are our rules about masks?
Yeah. So we had this discussion before Thanksgiving in my family. And as a family, we all decided that the kids weren't going to be going out, you know, no socializing in public.
Right, especially bars.
Fortunately, the older kids work from home, so that wasn't rough at all. Youngest daughter, she does work in a small situation, but she wasn't going to be going to see friends for 2 weeks prior to Thanksgiving. Just that was our family rule, and it worked fine. And I had a discussion with my folks. You know, this is if in order for it to happen.
This is
what we need, you know, and I am the wild card because I am working in a situation where I have multiple people in my space all day. But I will make these choices and try to keep away and do all these things. So it worked, though. People were fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good. But yes, having that decided in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you really can do is quarantine prior to. Yeah. You know, I did a lot of quarantine. And when we came back from Mexico, I just stayed completely in my house and did everything via Zoom. So, you know, you can do those precautions. And so the other thing, we need to be able to express our feelings, as you were saying earlier. We need to express our feelings and we need to listen, because there's going to be probably some disappointment. So when people are upset about the losses that we're experiencing, right, canceling trips, not seeing people, people's response tend to be, it'll be fine, it'll be okay, to invalidate it. But it's really important that we allow people to identify and express what it is they're really experiencing, mm-hmm. the losses, and that it's painful for them. So you really want to pause and acknowledge that you may be disappointed too, and let them know, especially children, that it's okay for them to feel disappointed. And if kids are angry or upset about the decisions you're making not to participate in a larger family gathering, validate those feelings. So you might say things like, I understand that you're angry about this. It's okay to feel that. We made this decision because we thought it was the best thing to do to stay safe. But it's okay to be mad and disappointed.
Right. Yeah, we had that, you know, come up a little bit with Helen. You know, she's in her 20. This isn't normal, you know. And a 20-year-old want to see their friends, and, you know, her boyfriend was coming in and to town. And we had to set the line. And she was not happy, but... Yeah. You know, I just said, it's not a forever thing. This is just for right now until we get through the next few months.
Yeah.
And that made sense, you know, but still, there's disappointment.
There are going to be disappointments through this whole season.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Here we are, mid-December, and there have been no holiday parties or festivities or any of that sort of
thing. Right. I mean, I had a birthday, and it was like, I don't even want to. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just another day.
Yeah. So it's a non-birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, we're all dealing, I think, with those losses and again, finding those ways to create joy. So, first of all, identify that you are feeling. Acknowledge what you've lost. And then we can practice gratitude. You know, think about all the things that make you happy. I love where we live. We love our pets. We feel incredibly grateful to be able to play outside, being able to spend time with the people that we can. So really looking at what's right in your life and acknowledging what you've lost, but mm-hmm. also having gratitude for what is right in your life.
Well, and I think about, you know, yes, we've all changed through this. You know, I never thought I would be doing online training ever. Here I am. You know, look at your son.
Yes.
Who knows where that will take him?
I know. Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
It's pretty cool. It really is. So yes, honoring those places of growth and what we do have, and also being realistic, right? The holidays are really never perfect. There's always something. And it doesn't have to be just like last year. We will probably all look back at this as the anomaly, right? I bought this ornament that was a 2020 ornament that was a bottle of rosé, sparkling rosé. It's like, oh yeah, that was the year.
Yeah, exactly.
So making, I think having some humor. The other thing is, and I think this is huge from my perspective, set aside differences.
Absolutely.
We are not all going to agree, whether it's about politics or about COVID, but we've got to let go of that and not let it be divisive, because it can ruin relationships. Mm-hmm. I see that in my couples all the time. Mm-hmm. So try to accept other people, your family members and your friends, as they are, even if they don't agree with you or live up to your expectations. Set aside those things. And really,
I think we really need to appreciate each other.
Yeah.
And this is such an important time, if anything, we're seeing. I mean, one of my friends, her dad just passed away from COVID last week.
Oh.
And, you know, you lost your mom. Like, there are so many important things that we need to remember. And so, you know, we have this great holiday coming, and let's make the most of it and put the politics and disagreements aside.
I think super important.
All right, well, Jill,
goals,
here we go. No, we got goals in January, because we're out of time.
Really?
So yep.
Oh my
So Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And in January, people start thinking about your goals. And we're going to talk about that. This has been Functional Health Radio.